I opened up my laptop and decided to put more energy into nailing Chuck. Kill Chuck first, then date someone wonderful. How hard could that be? I had to focus. So I Googled Chuck. It only took 15 minutes to hit the jackpot. Turned out Chuck would be auditioning single men for some bachelor show. Approved candidates had to report in a few days to the studio in LA. Fine. I'd go there to audition and, literally, blow Chuck Plimpton away. First, I had to fill out an online application. No problem. It would all be lies because I had no intention of following through with it. Well, I had to use my real name because they'd be checking it against our driver's licenses, which told me they'd been burned in some strange way before. Okay, fine. Paris, Bombay. It's not like I'd make it any further than the audition. These shows were stupid. Who really believes that a man can be put in a house full of women and actually find his one true love? And these women, they all supposedly fell in love with whoever this moron bachelor was. Love was more meaningful than that, right? I was one of those guys who really appreciated women. I've always thought of them as equals in every way. Girls in high school and college loved me. I was the boy next door, who just happened to like cleaning guns and shooting a sniper rifle, who turned into the unfortunate role of best friend instead of boyfriend. The only thing I couldn't tolerate was bimbos, women who thought it was okay to act like idiots to get a man's attention. Unfortunately, as Dak's best friend, they were most of the women we went out with, until his wife Leonie came along. In my humble opinion, these women who played the part of slutty girlfriend, hoping for a diamond from one guy she shared with 20 other losers, was the worst of all. Give me a woman with a brain any day. Hopefully, I wouldn't even meet these shallow girls who would fight like cats over the character I was applying for. So I filled out the application in a way that would get me in the door, but not much else after. Was I wealthy? Yes. Bombay's have outrageous trust funds due to 4 millennia of wet work. What was my idea of a perfect date? A picnic on the beach at sunset sounds cliche enough to work. If I was a fish, what kind of fish would I be and why? Are they serious? Okay, I'd be a salmon, swimming upstream against the flow to be with the, girl salmon I love. After hitting send, I put the laptop down and picked up the phone to call my cousin Missy.
Perez?
I heard her ask. Of course she'd have caller ID. Hell, for all I knew, my inventive cousin could see the color of my boxer shorts. They are black, if you must know.
Hey, Missy, I have a job and I need some advice.
I smiled as I said this. Missy was the inventor of ways to kill people for the Bombays. She'd come up with everything from exploding wacky wall walkers to plants that could suck the oxygen out of the room.
What's the scenario?
She asked.